You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Joining me now is Dr. Michelle Dickinson, Nano Girl. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a fascinating little number you've got for us today.
It's one that it's got a twist at the end that you're not expecting.
It does.
So, scientific study out this week in the journal PeerJ. It's open source. You can go read it. It's delightful. And it's all about, well, let's think about this. Finding Nemo.
Yes.
Cartoon. I don't think you get better than that. There's a beautiful little scene in it where Dory tries to speak whale.
Remember this? Lost.
Are you sure you speak whale?
Can you?
Dory, heaven knows what you're saying. See, he's swimming away.
Come back.
He's not coming back. We offended him.
Maybe a different dialect.
Dory. Dory, this is not whale. You're speaking like upset stomach.
Maybe I should try humpback.
Okay.
It's so good, right?
Yeah. It's so good. It's delightful. And maybe you should try humpback because actually, thanks, Dory, you've inspired these scientists to try and speak humpback to humpback whales. So out they are, scientists in their research boat off the southeast coast of Alaska, approaching a group of humpback whales. And then they turned off their engine so it's silent, put down an underwater speaker and started playing recording of humpback whales to this group of whales. And lo and behold, for the first time, they've done this lots of time, for the first time in this study, one of the whales was like, well, that's interesting, broke away from the group, came over to the boat and started circling it. And as they played this recording, the humpback replied. And they named this humpback Twain, a female humpback whale. And she swam around the boat, circled them, went up and down. And every time they played a sound, she echoed that sound back. So now these scientists are having a whole conversation with a humpback whale in humpback whale language.
But we have no idea what that conversation is.
So here's the challenge. they don't know what they were putting out because they just took a recording. Whatever the conversation was seemed to be great, seemed to be engaging, seemed to be two-way. The scientists have no idea what they were saying in humpback whale, and therefore they have no idea what Twain, the humpback whale, was saying back. But it's the first time they've been able to have what looks like some sort of conversation in the language of humpback whales with a humpback whale. Why would you do this? I'm like, oh, great. This is a nice little marine biology study, you know, talking about whales and conversations. No, these scientists are not marine biologists thinking about marine biology. They are from a group that is part of the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, or SETI, research project. These are alien seeker scientists, which makes it great. And they are doing this because they think that humpback whales have complex social systems and they communicate through songs and social calls. And maybe aliens do too. So here's their theory. If they can nut down what we can do with humpback whales, how we can talk to them, how we can pick up their signals, how can we understand what they're saying, maybe we can be listening to alien signals as well. And realize that some of the signals we've been listening to out in space are actually communication. We just didn't know what we were listening for. And so then they're filtering through some of the signals we're getting through space to go, is there an alien conversation here that we were missing? Can we base it on humpback whale conversations?
Can I just say, Michelle, do you think they could have come up with that idea without having to actually go and do the humpback whale part of it? I mean, couldn't you think to yourself, actually, maybe we are not recognizing the lines of communication. Maybe we should be looking for different sounds or thinking differently and sending
the
that back into the universe.
Like, Francesca, every week I search all of the scientific papers that are, some of them are so dry and so boring, so that I can bring to you every Sunday something that is wonderfully refreshing. Yes, they probably could, but then I wouldn't have anything to talk about on a Sunday. So this is my little nugget of what were they doing and why. This seems like a lot of work for an alien search. And anybody who's been watching Three Body Problem,
yes,
on Netflix might go, why would you want to reach out and listen to the aliens? Because in that movie, in that series, you might go, maybe not a good idea. Great series, by the way. Beautiful physics. Also Kiwi actress lead. So go watch that, as well as thinking about how we might communicate with aliens through humpback whales and whether or not we should want to.
I love it. And I do appreciate all the work that goes into finding us something entertaining and interesting to talk about on a Sunday morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle Dickinson.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.